From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Movie musicals have been big hits in recent summers past. Mamma Mia last year, Hairspray the year before. So you'd expect Hollywood to stock the multiplex with more of the same this summer, and you'd be wrong. By our count, there are no musicals at all. But a cluster of movies will set audience toes tapping, and critic Bob Mondello has noticed that all of them sway to the beat of a specific moment in time.
With a hit Broadway revival of Hair singing about the age of Aquarius, what is Hollywood celebrating this summer?
Janis Joplin.
Grateful Dead, The Who.
Can you connect me with something called Woodstock Ventures?
The 1969 music festival that changed the way music got festive is being played for laughs and nostalgia in Taking Woodstock, one of a late summer crush of pictures that have been consciously built around the music of the flower power years. That's a period generally remembered by those of us who lived through it, and also in movies produced by folks who lived through it, as either a sacred time of peace, love, and great music, or as a faintly embarrassing time of paisley bell bottoms and great music. Late 1960s, early 1970s, rock was going psychedelic, soul was going gritty, and young people, at least according to another upcoming comedy, Pirate Radio, wore their musical tastes as proudly as they did their long hair and peace crosses.
Official sources were today sad to announce the separation of Simon Swafford and his wife, Eleanor, after 17 hours of marriage. It is understood the split is due to musical differences.
Simon Swafford is a disc jockey in pirate radio on a fictional pirate radio station anchored just off the coast of England, where British authorities can't touch it. There's a historical basis for this. There were quite a few real offshore radio stations in the 1960s because the licensed BBC stations didn't play much music, and what they played was not rock. For the youth culture, pirate radio was a big deal, as of course was music in general, globally, as we learn in another movie.
People were waiting at the airport for 6 hours, man.
We had about 300,000 people.
300,000 people at the airport. It feels like there's 300,000 people in this plane.
This plane was flying to Africa, where it is sacred moment time in the documentary Soul Power. The film was edited from footage shot 35 years ago when a three-day concert tied to the George Foreman Muhammad Ali Rumble in the Jungle brought together many of the world's most prominent black musicians. Blues great B.B. King and King of Soul James Brown sharing the stage with the likes of South Africa's Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela. Call it a cross-cultural Woodstock, a turning point for African and African-American artists who compared notes on colonial and segregational oppression and on making music as a social statement. Every generation thinks its music is different from what went before, but four decades ago, the differences were both artistic and technical, something brought out in another summer documentary called It Might Get Loud, about this once newfangled thing called an electric guitar. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, who is sort of the movie's elder statesman, remembers an early day when he asked a tech guy to help him match a sound that was rattling around in his head.
And he went away and came back with this phenomenal thing. A distortion pedal, which overloads the signal.
Overdrive the sound and make it sound pretty rude.
Rude. The sound of rebellion, the sound that helps make that time feel in retrospect like a sacred moment, or something to be a little embarrassed about today, or maybe a sacred moment to be a little embarrassed about, a time when a generation got briefly Woodstuck, taking everything seriously, especially music, because music was going to change the world. As these movies collectively remind you, for a while, it kinda did. I'm Bob Mondello.